ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मकुमारे धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वी वर डूइंग तैत्रीय उपनिषद। वी फिनिश्ड द शिक्षावली। वी एंटर्ड इनटू द ब्रह्मानंदवली। ओम शं नो मित्र शं वरुणः शं नो भवत्वरेयमा शं इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शं नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ ब्रह्मविदाप्नोति परम् First say Om, then give pass, then say Om. Brahma vidā āpnoti param.
Brahma vidā āpnoti param.
Tadeshābhyukta.
Tadeshābhyukta.
Satyam jñānam anantam brahma.
Satyam jñānam anantam brahma.
यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सह नो सोऽश्नुते
सोऽश्नुते
सर्वान्
सर्वान्
कामान् सह
कामान् सह
सोऽश्नुते
सोऽश्नुते।
आई टोल्ड यू दिस वन उपनिषद दिस पर्टिकुलर वल्ली आई वांटेड टू मेमोराइज। सोऽश्नुते
सोऽश्नुते
सर्वान्
सर्वान्
कामान् सह
कामान् सह
ब्रह्मणा
ब्रह्मणा
विपश्चितेति
विपश्चितेति
ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति
ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति
तस्माद्वा
तस्माद्वा
Yetasmadatmana
Yetasmadatmana
Akashasambhutah
Akashadvayuh
Vayoragnih
Agnerapah
Adbhyav Prithivi Prithivya Oshadhyah
Annat Purushah
Savayesha Purusho Narasamayah
Tasyedame Vashirah
I am Dakshinav Pakshah I am Uttarav Pakshah I am Atma
Idam Puccham Pratishtha
Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati Hope you all remember the lessons which we had 5-6 weeks ago. So to take you to the class, today's class, I have to definitely say what we have seen earlier. Even if it is a repetition, I want you to bear with this. So this Brahmanandavalli begins with a word Brahman. Therefore, it is known as Brahmavalli. Brahmanandavalli. And the first statement, a small sentence, Brahmavit Param Apnoti, which is known as Sutra Vakyam, an aphoristic statement. Which states, one who knows Brahman attains the absolute end called Mokshaha. Brahmavit, knower of Brahman, Param, the absolute end Moksha, Apnoti, attains. And it is followed by another sentence, which is quoted from the Rig Veda, Taittiriya Upanishad, which belongs to Krishna Yajur Veda, quotes a Rig Vedic statement, which is a brief explanation or commentary of this Sutra Vakyam. So, Taittiriya Upanishad, there is a following sentence which says, Tad Yesha Abhyukta, that it has been stated. Tad Yesha, Tad, that Yesha, this, Yesha is this, this Rik, mantra. This Rik mantra has been quoted here or is stated here. Abhyukta is stated here. What is this Rig mantra? The Rig Veda mantra which is following and which only comments upon, which briefly comments upon this sutra vakyam, Brahmavit Param Apnoti. And what is that Rig Veda mantra? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Ushnute Sarvan Kamaan Saha Brahmana Vipaschiteti. Till then, this one mantra from Rig Veda. And here, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma is a definition, Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman, the reality. So what is Brahman is stated by that sentence. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This statement is a definition of Brahman, what Brahman is. So this again called Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. Each word defines the Swarupam of Brahman. By stating what Brahman is not, it reveals what Brahman is. It reveals the nature of reality. And that Brahman, which is Satyam, we have already seen the meanings. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Where is it available for recognition? So this Brahman, the reality, is nothing but pure existence consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness. And this consciousness existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, itself, even though all-pervasive, even though everywhere, even though it is always everywhere in everything, it is available for recognition only in one's own mind. How can one know that reality? How can one know that Brahman? That is stated in the following sentence. Says, one Brahman, the reality, is available for recognition only in one's own mind, only in the mind. The mind is implied by the term guha, here the cave. It's not, reality is not recognizable anywhere. Reality is recognizable only in one's own mind. Why? Because reality is not available for objectification, not objectifiable, and it's available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called knowledge of the Atma here. Understanding the Atma itself being already Brahman is the knowledge here. Therefore, Yaha Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman. That sentence says Brahman being available for recognition in one's own mind. Then, what is Param? What is Mokshaha? What is Paraprapthihi? What does it mean by saying attainment of the absolute end? That is stated in the next sentence. Sarvan kaman saha ashnute. Sarvan kaman saha. Sarvan kaman saha ashnute. That statement says, what is mokshaha? One who knows Brahman in one's own mind as the very self, such a person enjoys all the pleasures, pleasures in their entirety simultaneously. That means there's no pleasure becomes unenjoyed for him. There's nothing which is not enjoyed for him. Everything else becomes as well accomplished. Everything else becomes as well enjoyed for him. This simultaneously. That is stated in the next sentence. Saha sarvan kaman saha ashnute. Saha, the last saha. The first saha is a third person singular pronoun. Saha. The last saha is an indeclinable word which means together, simultaneously. Because always enjoyment of any pleasure is one after the other. Nobody can enjoy all the pleasures simultaneously. You enjoy some pleasure first, then to enjoy other pleasure, you have to enjoy afterwards only. Simultaneously, never do all the pleasures become enjoyed. But here, it is a statement that the one who knows Brahman is the one who enjoys all the pleasures simultaneously. Means, all his desires, all his wishes become fulfilled simultaneously. All his wishes and desires become fulfilled simultaneously. Means, he becomes free from the very hold of desires and wishes. That means, see, not having the desires and wishes, having all one's desires, wishes and needs being resolved is as good as having all the desires enjoyed, fulfilled, all the wishes fulfilled, all the desires fulfilled, all the pleasures also enjoyed. So this person becomes free from the hold of all the desires and wishes. Therefore, all the desires become fulfilled and all the pleasures become enjoyed as well simultaneously. This is what is paraprapti, is also said briefly. Therefore, this is only brief commentary of that sutra vakyam. And here we have seen this. And how does he become the fulfiller of all his desires simultaneously? How does he become the enjoyer of all the pleasures simultaneously? Himself remaining as Brahman. Himself means his own self-recognition of the self is Brahman for him. For him, the content of I is Brahman, the reality. When the self is Brahman, means Brahmana, as Brahman, and Vipaschita, the Vipaschit again, Vipaschit means one who knows everything is Vipaschit. And one who simultaneously sees everything is also Vipaschit. Therefore, as Brahman, as all-knowing Brahman, this person, he is no more a physical body. For him, the self is not just the physical body, not the mind, not even the senses. Even though he is endowed with everything, even though he has relative identity with the body, mind, and complex, in the absolute sense for himself is Brahman, the consciousness, existence. And for such a person, as self being consciousness, existence, he becomes the enjoyer of all the pleasures simultaneously. Vipaschita Brahmana Sarvan Kaman Saha Ashnute. This is a brief explanation of that sentence. Like we have already seen this word, meaning of the word Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Still I want to tell you little once, because you might have forgotten by now. If you remember, I am very happy. If you don't remember, I wanted to remind you. Brahman is a Nakarantaha Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. A neuter gender word ending in na is Brahman. But in nominative, it becomes Brahma. Brahma. Brahma, Brahman. You have to remember that difference. Brahma. And Brahma itself means just that which is big. It has come from the root brahmah. Brahmati, brahmate. Brahmati means gross, big. So Brahma means brihatvat brahman. Brihatvam means bigness. Brihatvat brahma. Due to its bigness, because of its bigness, reality is implied by the term Brahma, which means reality is big. What is reality here? Reality is big. That which is big is the reality, or the biggest is the reality. When you say big is the reality, reality is the biggest, Brahma. And what is that reality? How big is it? How it is big? How do you say it is big? Reality is big means because we want to know what that reality is, what that Brahman is, because we know Brahmavit Param Apnoti. One who knows Brahman attains the absolute, becomes the accomplisher of the absolute end called moksha. So if I had to be the accomplisher of the absolute and moksha, then only way I can become the accomplisher of the absolute and moksha is what? Only by knowing Brahman. Therefore, I want to know Brahman. The very first statement, Brahmavit Param Apnoti, in fact, makes you a Jigyasu Bhakta. How do you become a Jigyasu? I want to know what the reality is, what Brahman is. That desire should come in you. Only then you are a Jigyasu. Jignasu means the one who wants to know. Even for you to have the inclination for knowledge, interest in knowledge, desire for knowledge, the burning thirst, urge for knowledge will be there only when you know the benefit. Without knowing what benefit you are going to have, why should there be interest in knowledge? Inclination for knowledge, interest in knowledge, desire for knowledge is not possible unless you know the value of knowledge. That's why Brahmavit Param Apnoti, the sentence Param Apnoti, Sutra Vakyam, one who knows Brahman alone, but now attains the absolute end, becomes the accomplisher of the absolute end means. Then that creates interest in you. Then you become interested in knowing Brahman. I want to know what Brahman is. Then you'd ask the question. The question might come, should come, what Brahman is. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Brahman is that which is big, is Brahman. If simply Brahman, reality is Brahman means, therefore we have the three words here. Each word is a defining word. No, Swarupa Lakshana Pratipadakam. Swarupa Lakshana Pratipadakam. It reveals the nature, Swarupam, of the reality. So first we take the word Anantam Brahma. What is Brahman? Anantam Brahma. I'm not doing it very in detail, but I'm repeating what I've said earlier. Anantam Brahma. And Antam means end. Anantam means endless, which is Antam means finite. Anantam is what now? Infinite here. Therefore, Antam means limited. Anantam is what? Limitless. Therefore, Anantam Brahma. So, infinite is Brahman. So, Brahman is big. That which is big is, how big it is? Infinitely big. Infinitely big means it is limitlessly big. And limitlessly big means what? You know, it is limitlessly, how limitlessly big it is, we say it is kalataha aparichinnam, deshataha aparichinnam, vastutaha aparichinnam. I want to get this Sanskrit word because these are all the words which are used by Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary, Shankara's Bhashya. Then I want to get these words. Parichinna, say that. Parichinnam means limited, bound. Aparichinnam means limitless, not limited, not bound. So, aparichinnam. Kalataha aparichinnam means time-wise limitless, not bound by time. Deshataha aparichinnam, Deshaha space, spatially limitless, not subject to spatial limitation. Then vastutaha aparichinnam, objectivity wise, objective, object wise limitless. So this Brahman is how big it is? It is time wise, spatially, object wise limitless. Means it is not bound by any of these three possible limitations. So we have to remember here, time-wise limited means you all know an object being existent in a given time and not being present some other time or becoming absent some other time is called what? Time limitation. And an object being given present in a given space, given place, and not being present some other time is what? Being spatially limited. You know, be one object being different from any other object is be object being object wise limited. So here we say this reality which is big means it is time wise limitless, it is spatially limitless. Object wise limitless means there is no time the reality is not, there is no place where the reality is not, and no object which is not the reality. Therefore, this is Anantam Brahma. Kala Desha Vastu Aparichinnam Brahma. What Anantam is equal to what? Kala Desha Vastu Aparichinnam Brahma. Once you remember the Sanskrit word, you will not forget. So I want you to remember. This is the Ananta Shabda Artha. Then if it is time-wise, then we also have other two more words here. Satyam. What is that? What is that reality which is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless? What is that one reality which is always everywhere as every object, in the form of every object? What is that? We get the word Satyam. Again, Satyam, I want you to remember all other synonyms of this word Satyam. Satyam, Sat, Satta. You might come across elsewhere the word Satta. You might come across the word Sat elsewhere. Again, Satyam. So, Sat, Satyam, Satta, all these words actually mean the same. And here again, when we happen to see the meaning of these words, and these words have two different meanings. If we take the literal meaning, the primary meaning, then it may not befit the meaning of the word Anantam. Therefore, we also have to see what is that other meaning is there for this word. That's why the words have vachyartaha or mukhyartaha, or primary meaning. Then words also have lakshyartaha, implied meaning. Lakshyartaha also, there are many types of lakshyarthas are there. But we are going to see only one particular lakshyartha. So what the direct meaning, primary meaning, general meaning of the word is called mukhyartaha or vachyartaha. And the implied meaning is called lakshyartaha. A word can convey two different meanings in different contexts. And is it difficult when you study the Vedanta? Oh, there's a literal meaning, there's a primary meaning, and there is a implied meaning. Difficult to understand. Really speaking, it's not difficult. In our day-to-day life, we are easily, effortlessly, we are using that implied meaning of the words. We are also using the primary meaning of the words. we are using. And contextually we are understanding also what we actually, what meaning should we take, we are also taking it. Correctly we are taking. As I gave the example long ago, I saw peaches in the shop, in the market, and I bought the peaches, and when I ate the peach, and ate a peach, and you say, and there you know the word peach in first sentence and second sentence means the total full fruit. When you say I ate peach means you do not include the seed part of the fruit in that. I ate a peach means you are taking only the fruit minus, you are excluding the seed part of the fruit. When I saw the peach, when you say in the market, you say, you mean the full fruit. You are not excluding the seed there. So this is how the implied, what is implied by the word peach in I ate a peach is a fruit without the seed, and I saw the peach means, the word peach means the full fruit. Isn't it? This is how we have to understand. There is a vachyartha, there is a lakshyartha. And here the word satyam also, jnanam and satyam, these two words also have vachyartha and lakshyartha. What is the vachyartha of the word satyam? Satyam means anything which is. Is satyam. Anything which is satyam means anything existent is satyam. Every object we perceive is satyam. Everything which is existent is satyam. Satyam means truth. True. It is real. There is a mic. Is there a mic? Yes, mic is real. We cannot say mic is unreal. Oh, mic is not here. You can't say that. Satyam means real. What is real? Anything is real. Anything which is real. If anything existent is real. Any existent is satyam. Real. So mic is, no, mic is satyam. Light is satyam. Sun is satyam, day is satyam, tree is satyam, every human being is satyam, people are, it is satyam. So any existent is implied by the word satyam is equal to real. Real means that which is means anything existent is satyam. But here the question comes. If we take anything existent is satyam, then anything existent is subject to all the limitations. Subject to time limitation, subject to spatial limitation, subject to object limitation also. When you said mic, mic is existent here, existent object, and mic is definitely subject to time limitation. There was a time the mic wasn't, and there is a time the mic is, there will be a time the mic will not be. Not only mic, every existent object is subject to time limitation. There is no object which forms part of this universe is not subject to time limitation. Everything, any element you can say, any living thing you can say, a non-living thing, everything in this universe is subject to time limitation. Everything has a beginning, everything has an end. In between beginning and end also, everything subject to change also. Therefore, everything is subject to time limitation. Every existent object is subject to spatial limitation also. No object pervades the entire space. Every object occupies a given amount of space only. Nothing which pervades the entire space. If something is present here, something it is absent elsewhere. Something is present elsewhere means it is absent here. So no object really is free from spatial limitation here. And every object being different from every other object, it subject to object limitation also. Specs is different from Mike, Mike is different from Specs. So every object is different from every other object, therefore no object is free from object limitation. So anything, Satyam literally means anything existent. Anything existent according to us is real, and anything existent is subject to all the three possible limitations. Therefore, the primary meaning, vachyarthaha, of the word satyam, what is meant by, literally, primarily meant by the word satyam, does not befit the meaning of the word anantam. Therefore, we cannot take the primary meaning. We have to take only the lakshyarthaha, implied meaning. So what is the implied meaning? We say any object which is existent enjoys existence. Any mic is, when you say the mic is an object which enjoys existence. When you say mic is, mic has existence. You say tumbler is, tumbler has existence. You say specs is, specs enjoys existence. When you say light is, light has existence. Therefore, if we take these words, specs is, mic is, light is, tumbler is, in all of them, what is common in all the objects? We say, is this the word is, which implies isness, which implies existence. So we leave the name and form mic, but we take only the existence. Every object has two aspects, name, form, existence. Okay, you have to say, what is satyam? What is an existent object? An existent thing is what? A name, form, purpose, plus existence. Mike means what? Mike is equal to name, form, purpose, and what? Existence. It has existence. All the four things together constitute an object. Object, any object, when you say name, form, purpose, and existence. Do you understand this? Get it? So here the name is subject to possible limitations. Form is subject to all three limitations. Even purpose also subject to limitations. Karma, nama, rupa, karma. Then what is not subject to these limitations here? Existence. Existence alone, take only the word existence. So satyam implies existence. Existence is not subject to time limitation. Existence is not subject to spatial limitation. Existence is not subject to object limitation. How do we say here? Existence is an abstract concept. Existence is the substance, really speaking. This existence is time-wise limitless. How do we say? The time is, when you say, time enjoys existence. Time is not also, still existence is. And space is, existence is. Space is not also, existence is. And existence is something And then every object enjoys existence. Existence is common in all the objects. No object can limit the existence. Space is, mic is, specs is, tumbler is, flower is, with everything existence is. And here we have to understand this existence is one. Existence is, we don't say existence never is a nitya ekavachana shabdaha. It is ever singular word, existence. And this existence is independent also. Existence is not dependent on the name or form or the purpose of any object. Independent. No object can exist independent of the existence. Without enjoying existence, no object can have existence. Okay, therefore it's independent. Existence is one, existence is independent, and existence is not afflicted by anything which happens to the name and form and purpose. What happens to existence when something happens to the mic, the name or the form? What happens to me? Suppose the specs falls and then breaks. Specs is when I say. What happens to existence? Existence is not affected by anything which happens to the Namarupa. Existence continues to exist. Okay, ekam. Okay, independent, swatantram. Asangam, you're not affected by anything else. Asanga means unaffected. Also nityam. Existence is eternal. Nityam. How do we say? I hope you remember the 16th verse of second chapter when Swamiji has taught this. He has used the Shankara's Bhashyam. Shankara uses the word ghataha. When the pot is there, when you say pot is, then pot existence is. And the pot breaks, then there is what we have? The broken pieces of the pot. Then broken pieces are still existence continues to be with broken pieces. The broken pieces also go away. The clay powder is what now? The name has gone, form has gone. Existence continues to be with the clay powder. Even that's also gone. Still existence continues to be there. Even the is not. Nothing is when you say, still is there. Existence is. Therefore, existence is eternal, means it is continues to be there. Therefore, existence is one, eternal, independent, unafflicted, unaffected, and it is all pervasive. Okay, therefore it is time-wise limitless and spatial also is limitless. There's no place, no existence is with everything, existence is always. Where can you go and say there's no existence? I went to India, there was no existence. Can you say that? When you say India is means existence is. America is means existence is. Anything existent enjoys existence. Without enjoying existence, an object cannot be said to be existent. Therefore, existence is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. Therefore, existence alone you have to take from there. You leave the nama, leave the karma, you leave the rupam, you take only satta. Nama, Rupa, Karma, Satta. All these things together constitute what? An existent thing. There you leave aside. It's called Eka Desha Arthaha. Eka Desha Arthaha means you take only some aspect of it. You leave aside the other aspects. Okay? Then you take satyam, means what? Existence. Then you go to jnanam. Jnanam again means, literally means, is a vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam means knowledge which rises in the form of a thought is called a jnanam. And any knowledge also is of what? Knowledge is of a given name, given form, and which serves a given purpose. There again you have what? Jnanam means knowledge is of something, an object, which has a name, a form. If you say, what is this? You have knowledge of the tumbler, the color, the form, shape. Knowledge is of something. Therefore, that is called vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam also involves name, form, purpose. But plus what? Knowledge. Knowledge, we can say consciousness there also. Knowledge or consciousness. Knowledge plus what? Name, form, purpose and knowledge. These together, four aspects constitute the vritti jnanam, knowledge. This is the literal meaning. There again you have to leave aside the nama, rupa, karma. Take only the knowledge part. And knowledge here is what? No, I mean pure consciousness. The consciousness again is what? Is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, and object-wise also limitless. That we are going to see later on anyway. We take jnanam, consciousness. Now the word jnanam, satyam, jnanam means consciousness. Existence implies, the word satyam implies existence. Jnanam implies consciousness. And anantam implies what? The limitlessness of consciousness, existence. So what is Brahman now? What? That which is limitlessly, incomparably, infinitely big is pure consciousness, existence. This is the simple meaning given. This is Swarupa Lakshanam of the reality. Each word defines the Swarupam. It negated what? It negated our whole world also. Whole universe has been negated as Abrahman. All the names, all the forms, all the objects, all of them have been negated as non-reality. So, satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. And if this limitless reality, time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless reality, consciousness, existence, is where is, how to know? How to know? One has to know this only in one's own mind. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. Not as an object, but as the very subject. Now, are you knowing yourself or are you knowing Brahman? Here you are not knowing yourself, okay? You are recognizing the self being Brahman. You're recognizing the self being Brahman. You're recognizing Brahman being the self in your own mind, which is jnanam. Really speaking, it's a very subtle thing. This is what is time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless reality. That reality is this self. So, yo veda nihitam guhayam. One who knows this, one knows on mind. Saha sarvan kaman samashnute. That person resolves his identity with Brahman. Once the person knows what the reality is, how does he know? The reality is the limitless reality. how limitless it is, time-wise limitless, spatially limitless. What is the time-wise, spatially, object-wise limitless reality? It is nothing but pure consciousness existence. And where is that pure consciousness existence available for recognition? Not as an object, but not even as the very self. You one recognizes the reality, limitless reality, as the very self. Then what does he know the self then? No, he only recognizes self being Brahman, self being identical with the Brahman. When a person knows, then where is his identity? Where can he have identity? Can he identify himself with the body or mind or senses or actions or form, name? What can he identify the self with? His identity, he can identify his self only as Brahman. What is the self? Self is consciousness existence. And what is his consciousness existence? Is Brahman. Reality, limitless reality. How do we say? Because it is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless. Ekam, nityam, satyam, anantam. You know, it is, he recognizes that. One, the identity is with the Brahman. This person, what is he then? Brahman. If your identity is with Brahman, you are Brahman. Your identity is not with Brahman, with anything else, you are not Brahman. You are limited individual. You are limitless reality in keeping with your perception of yourself. What the self is for you? The self is consciousness existence, then you are Brahman. The self is not conscious, self being consciousness existence is not clear, you are not Brahman, you are a limited individual. What identity then? It's a Brahmana Vipaschita. Then what is this consciousness existence? Vipaschit. Vipaschit means that which is simultaneously aware of everything. One who knows everything means what? Omniscience. Knowing again is not the action here, Swarupam. Knowing is the Swarupam of consciousness, reality, nature. Knowing is not an action, it is the very nature. Therefore, the nature of the reality being knowledge, knowing, it is said to be what now? It is implied by the term vipaschit. All illumining, all knowing is vipaschit. So consciousness is all, we are going to see that later on. We had to understand that later on. Now I want to just really this much. So Brahmana vipaschita, the person who knows the self being consciousness existence, and for him identity is with Brahman, therefore such a person, Brahman, he is vipaschit. And as a vipaschit, as Brahman, for that person, all his desires, all his wishes, all his needs become resolved for good. See, what Shastram wants to tell you here, very important, subtle thing I want to tell you here. See, I'm only repeating what I've said earlier. I'm not telling anything new. An important thing you have to know is, it is the identity which gives rise to desires, wishes and needs. If the identity is with Brahman, the self being, self actually being consciousness existence becomes very clear on understanding, then naturally the mind will resolve for good. Mind will resolve for good means what? The thoughts will resolve. Thoughts will resolve means desires will resolve. The desires cannot be there. Now that you want to push aside the desires, you don't need to push your desires away. The desires will resolve themselves. Do I have to give up desires, or desires will resolve themselves? If how much ever you try to give up your desires, in the very desire to give up the desires becomes a desire, isn't it? The effort to give up desires becomes a desire. I want to give up disease means what? The effort to give up disease becomes a disease. So you are not given up disease. It is impossible for one to give up disease. Impossible. That is why Shastra never tells it is wrong to have disease or one has to make effort to give up disease. No. Disease are natural thoughts which rise as an expression of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Very natural, isn't it? Disease are natural expressions of, in the form of thoughts, expression of what? Sense of inadequacy centered on I. And the sense of inadequacy centered on I is due to the self-ignorance. So in the wake of knowledge of the self-being consciousness existence, and in the wake of knowledge of the self-being consciousness existence, which is free from all limitations, which is of the nature of limitlessness, naturally, one's I sense will resolve. There's only way naturally I sense will resolve. So that means a wrong identity will be resolved. When the wrong identity is resolved, relatively, even though one has identity with the body mind and complex, still there is sense of inadequacy would have been resolved. Therefore, naturally there is the desires and wishes and needs all would have been resolved naturally. The only way the disease can resolve. So having all the desires resolved is what now? Is as good as having all the desires fulfilled. Having all the desires fulfilled is what now? As good as having, is it, enjoyed all the pleasures simultaneously. Have you got it? Because don't think then, oh, Jnani means he can simultaneously be in America, he can be in India, and he can eat ice cream, he can also eat this. Not like that. People are fancy, very ideas, people have such things. And also all knowing means, that means he knows biology, he knows chemistry, he knows everything, automotive engineering, he knows everything here. He knows French, he knows French, German, all the languages simultaneously. That's not true. Jnani will be ignorant of all the languages. I tell you. Wise person is not the one who knows all the languages, all the sciences simultaneously, everything. That's not true. All knowing means he knows the consciousness for him is the self. Identity is with the self, isn't it? The self for him is consciousness. There's no self other than consciousness existence. What is the truth? What is the self? The self is pure consciousness existence. And what is his consciousness, which is the source of all knowledge, without which no knowledge is possible. Therefore, the source of all knowledge is consciousness, means consciousness is all-knowing. And what effort does consciousness need to do to know anything? No. Just being. It is Swarupam. Therefore, here consciousness here is, you have to understand as the source of knowledge, without which no knowledge is possible. Any knowledge of anything is a manifest knowledge, which is what now? Limited knowledge. Therefore, this person, vipaschita, brahmana, vipaschita, what now? Sarvan kaman ashnute saha. This person, as this, for himself being Brahman, all-knowing consciousness, he simultaneously becomes the enjoyer of all the pleasures. That means, which is, he has got all his desires fulfilled. He is as good as, mean what? He has got all his desires resolved. Because he has got his sense of inadequacy centered on I is resolved. Because his identity is no more with anything other than Brahman, the consciousness existence. That means he recognized the Brahman, Satyam Jnanam Anantam, Brahma for him is the self. What is self here? Self is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So with this Rik Mantra, which is a brief commentary upon this Vritti Sutra Vakyam, is over. Okay, and thereafter the explanation begins. We can have a small break.